All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Rob? How can we help you?
So, I had this date with this girl, and everything went great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, anyway. But I can't get a hold of her. She won't call me back. She won't text me. So I'm just wondering what's up.
Okay, well, tell us about the date.
Boy, that's real basic.
All right, so we met online. We got together for drinks. Everything was going great. We had a good conversation. We were connecting. She was flirting with me. I was flirting back. Everything was just felt good. Then we went to a restaurant for some dinner. And the second half of the date just didn't feel like it didn't end the same way it started. Something, I don't know what happened. The most I can think of is the restaurant, the service was kind of, I got into it a little bit with the waiter because the service was not, kind of shitty, and the food wasn't great. But nothing ridiculous. Like, we weren't screaming or anything. Didn't have an argument. Just, we had a good conversation, but it just, I don't know, it just didn't end great.
So basically,
something's missing here.
Yeah, yeah. So when we call her, do you want us to apologize for your behavior or?
Well, I mean, I'd like to do that. If she was offended by it, I'd like to apologize, in person, but
okay.
She won't even give me the chance to, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, just in case that's it, so we'll apologize for you, and then we'll see if she'll give you another chance.
Okay.
All right, hang on the phone. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Rob, who had a date with Sue that he kind of wants to redo. Because, see, here's the thing. A lot of times we get people calling going, oh my God, the date was amazing. I don't know why this person doesn't want to see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's kind of admitting that in the middle of the date, they were at a restaurant. There was a little bit of an altercation or words were exchanged between him and the restaurant staff because of, and I'm going to quote Rob here, shitty service. So he kind of wants to do over because he feels as if he wasn't represented in the best light, but it wasn't his fault.
Okay.
So that's not right, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure I'm painting the right picture. So he just wants a do-over with Sue. What do they call it? I'm not a golf guy. What is it, a mulligan?
Mulligan.
You want a mulligan. That's it. So stay quiet, and we're going to call her right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Sue?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
Sue, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain why we're calling? It's a good reason. Somebody gave us your number, but it's for a good thing.
Okay.
I'll make it very quick. Basically, it's a guy who you know. He gave us your number, so you know him, and I'm going to tell you his name. But he wants to go on a date with you. He feels as if you guys have a connection. Like, you know, he has feelings for you. He thinks you have feelings for him. So he'd like to take you out on a date to see if you guys, you know, could maybe get something going or whatever, get to know each other better. But the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. You can choose the place, the day, the time, whenever you're free, and we'll set the whole thing up. And all you have to do is show up. We'll pay for everything. And like I said, we'll tell you the gentleman's name so you know who, you know what you're getting into.
Is this real?
Is this real? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the guy's name?
Yeah, I guess
Okay, so he wants to, basically he wants to have a do-over with your date because he said on your first date he had a little bit of an issue with the restaurant staff and he feels like that left a bad taste in your mouth. His name is Rob.
I'm not interested.
You're not interested?
No, thank you.
What happened at the restaurant? Was that what it was?
Well, yeah, he's, for lack of a better word, he's a psycho.
He's a psycho?
Yeah, no, I would never go out with him again.
Well, when you say psycho, could you get into be a little more specific? Because he feels as if he wasn't painted in the best light.
I don't think you guys are going to be ready. Like, you're not going to believe me because none of my friends did.
What? Now we really want to know.
we're intrigued now.
Well, like, okay, so no, we have been talking for a while and he seems cool. We have a few common interests and everything. And, you know, with the pandemic, it was weird, but we decided to meet up and go to this restaurant. I guess the service wasn't to his liking. I thought it was fine, but he really got into it with our waiter and then tried to get a manager and this and the other and finally just settled down. And I was like, cool. But I got a phone call. God, this is so stupid. Oh, my God. I got a phone call and I pick up the phone. And I'm like, hello. And I just immediately start getting yelled at.
Who was it? I'm confused.
It's the owner of the restaurant.
Yelled at you?
What?
We decided to pay together, and he was going to Venmo me money, which he did.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I paid on my credit card.
Yeah.
And so they had all of my information, I guess. And he tells me how I'm so disgusting and filthy and that I belong in trash and this, that, and the other. Basically, Rob, I guess, trashed their bathroom.
Wait, what do you mean, God, trashed their bathroom? What does that mean?
He apparently shit all over the bathroom, including in the urinal.
What?
I mean,
what?
All over the bathroom.
Wait, hold on. Sue, Rob's on the phone right now. Rob.
What?
Wait.
Did you shit in the bathroom or not? And when I say shit, I don't mean in the toilet. I mean all over the bathroom.
I mean shit all over the bathroom. Yeah, I pooped in the urinal.
What?
Isn't that just as bad?
Why would you do that?
Because it's the only way to actually... The service was terrible, first of all. And then the meal was undercooked. Even after I asked for certain specifications, they botched it. And just they were rude and not accommodating. Look, you don't understand. You weren't there. This is as close as I can get to punching that guy in the face without actually punching him in the face.
Right. Understood. So, Sue. Sue, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Rob said that he apologizes for... getting into it with the staff and shitting in the urinal. Besides that, did you have a good time with them?
Absolutely not.
Rob?
Yeah.
Sue said, unfortunately, she's unavailable to go out with you again, but that, don't worry, she will never forget the date that you gave her.
Well, I guess that's something.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR 281332.